if you feel like you are not contributing to the wellness and the well-being and to the life of those around you, it is making you personally suffer.
Happy Monday, everyone. It's Sophie.
And Adi.
We're always looking for new ways to support you, and we know firsthand how life can get in the way.
So we've created 5-minute episodes with motivation from us and our great friends to keep you feeling ignited and inspired no matter what life throws at you.
Welcome to the Ignited Motivation Podcast. Mini episodes every Monday.
Listen while you brush your teeth.
Or on your morning walk.
And you'll never miss out on the latest tips and tricks that are keeping us feeling motivated.
Hello, everybody. Hope you're having a good Monday. What I wanted to talk about here today is one of the ways that I found which was best to deal with those days when you're feeling a little sad, a little depressed, a lot of sorts, maybe a little anxious. And that is to give to others. I found this to be one of the most effective tools oftentimes to let go of some of our own internal struggles and get connected in a very quick, present way to the needs and realities of other people. I want to tell a few stories about how I started playing this out. And now with the kids, every once in a while, one of our favorite things to do is to go to an In-N-Out drive-through. And inevitably, there would be somebody, a homeless person or somebody who's asking for money on the way out. And this happens in a lot of drive-throughs. So I don't know why it started for me in this In-N-Out drive-through, specifically in Culver City. But the same guy was standing there for a while. And initially, as a habit, it started giving him a dollar. And then I would have the kids give him the dollar. And then eventually I asked him if he wanted food. And then I would go order the food. And then I would walk in, and always when ordering food, drive-through or otherwise, I would order a burger for him. And eventually the habit in our family became such that when I go to buy food at that specific In-N-Out for sure, or any other ones now when I see somebody standing there, but this one, I always know there's somebody standing outside. I just add an entire meal to what we're ordering for the family. And then I have one of the kids walk it out to them if we're sitting and eating in, or hand it out from the car. What I realize is not only myself, but also the kids like going to that In-N-Out better than others. And I believe truly that it has something to do with the fact that when we give to that In-N-Out, we're not only taking for ourselves with the food, but we're also giving to others. That's not the only example, right? There was weirdly another food example. We're at a restaurant, a drive-thru, and the woman behind me believed that I cut her off in line in the drive-thru. And maybe I did, maybe I didn't, but she was very angry with me. Again, I had the kids in the back and they were playing off of her, and it was becoming a little chaotic. And as I got to the end of the drive-thru and time to pay for myself, I was a little activated. And I had this thought, I remember this principle. And I asked the person in the drive-thru, I said, how much is the food for the woman behind me? I think it was $12 or something like that for her order. And I said, you know, can you just put that on mine as well? And not only was it true that the moment those words exited my mouth, I stopped being angry in any way, shape or form about our interaction, but I also felt like I was leaving her something, either whether I did wrong her or I didn't. It was obvious that it was not going that well. And I wanted to make it better somehow. I don't know what happened to her because I never sat down and talked to her about that experience. But I've done that. You've heard of this as the idea of random act of kindness. I've done that in coffee shops, just leaving $2 for the person after me, buying a cup of coffee for the person behind me without telling them oftentimes. At the market, leaving $5 for somebody else's order, just always trying to find ways to give to others around you, either explicitly to their face and where they acknowledge it, or in other more subtle ways. And what I found is every single time it lets me let go of my own needs, my own struggles, my own problems, and become very present to the world around me in the moment. And there's so many practices that we employ in order to try and become more present that, this is one of the quickest ones that I've found has helped me personally, and hopefully it'll help you as well. I believe in this one so strongly that on the Wheel of Life exercise that we do at Ignited all the time, I added contribution as an entire slice to measuring how you're doing in life. And I can guarantee you this, if you feel like you are not contributing to the wellness and the well-being and to the life of those around you, it is making you personally suffer. So I give you a challenge for this week and for today especially. Find at least one person, but hopefully more, that you can help, either with them knowing or without it, and see how it makes you feel.
You just listened to the Ignited Motivation Podcast.
Did you love the mini dose of motivation? Please let us know. Your feedback and experience is our number one motivator. leave us a review, subscribe, and share with your favorite people on your favorite apps. And don't forget to catch the next episode every Monday.
Because we want to hear from you. So join the conversation and discover bonus content on our website and Instagram. You can find the links in the show notes. Now that you're ignited, what are you motivated to take on?